This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Brian Westbury, former chief economist for the Joint Economic Committee in Congress. He's now chief economist for First Trust Advisors just outside of Chicago, Illinois. And he's also the author of the recently published book, It's Not As Bad As You Think, Why Capitalism Trumps Fear and the Economy Will Thrive. We want to get his reaction today to the Obama administration's latest attempt to turn around the way our economy is heading. And Brian, it's always great to have you with us.
Greg, it's always great to be with you.
Well, it's a multifaceted approach here, a little bit of tax policy, a little bit of spending. So let's start with the spending, about $50 billion, basically aimed at bolstering America's infrastructure. He says this will do a great bit of work to try and create more jobs. His critics say, well, wasn't that kind of the main point of the first massive stimulus bill? So who's right on that front?
Sure. And I'm going to align myself more with the critics on this, Greg. I believe, just in a general statement, that stimulus spending from government actually destimulates the economy. You know, there's this argument we talk about in economics that every dollar government spends, how much economic activity does it create? And the Keynesians and the more liberal politicians believe that a dollar of government spending creates $1.15 or $1.20 or $1.30 of economic activity. And there's all kinds of reasons for that, but if you create a job, that person eats out and creates another job, and et cetera, et cetera. I actually believe the opposite. I think that when the government redistributes money through the system, in other words, they take it from one group and push it towards something else, that they create inefficiencies, which actually mean that you get less of a dollar of spending or stimulus when the government takes things over. So just on the face of it, this proposal of spending $50 billion more after spending already $850 or $60 billion, I would disagree with it and don't think that it will help the economy. I don't think it's necessary at all.
Couple different tax ideas the president has. He's been pitching for a while now this temporary ending of the capital gains tax for small business owners to try and spur their growth. And now what we're hearing later this week is he'll talk about companies being allowed to write off all of their new investment in plant and equipment through the end of 2011. If you're a small business owner, how do you react to that?
Yeah, I think, first of all, the expensing, the full expensing of equipment investment is something that conservatives have been pushing for decades. Supply-siders have always thought. I mean, because right now what happens is if a company spends, whether it's $50,000 or $10 million on a piece of equipment, they have to depreciate that over a number of years, 5, 10, 20 years. And doing that, first of all, it kind of distorts the accounting standards. But second of all, when you get inflation or borrowing costs and you add them into this mix, the value of that depreciation ends up being less than the expense. And so it really ends up costing companies in higher taxes, and it creates inefficiencies in the economy. So allowing expensing means that you're going to make an economic decision on purchasing something rather than using all these depreciation schedules to try and game the system. I think it's a brilliant move on their part. If what they want to do is get a stronger economy for the 2012 elections, I think this kind of tax cut is a very good idea. What worries me is that they're going to use this as an offset, in a sense, to say we're going to raise capital gains and dividend and income tax rates in 2011 when the Bush tax cuts expire, but we're going to give you this expensing to kind of make it politically palatable. That, I think, in the end, would be a better trade-off than just tax hikes. But what we need to do is keep all tax rates low and put expensing in. That's the direction I hope we'll end up going.
Brian, you've already kind of articulated it, but how would a small business owner or even a moderate-sized business owner look at the trade-off between those tax plans? Like we talked about, this temporary writing off of all of your new investment in plant and equipment, but at the same time, if you're filing as a subchapter S corporation, your tax rates are going to be going up to the income taxes, and then, of course, capital gains and dividend taxes. In the end, which way does it wash compared to where we are right now?
Sure. You know, most small businesses, there is an exemption. Boy, Greg, I'm sorry, but I don't know the exact level, but let's call it $50,000 or $75,000 a year where you do get the full expense. So this law won't help you at all. And in effect, what happens then is that the higher income tax rates are a negative and you really don't get a positive from this new law. In the end, what really is creating problems for small business today is the uncertainty of where all this is going to go. And so initially, by proposing something new, we've increased the amount of uncertainty now, which in the short term won't be a good thing. But the best news for a small business owner is, you know, we could talk about strategy of investing or something, but let's talk about the politics for a second. And that is, the best news is that, in a way, the Obama administration is now both negotiating with itself. I mean, nobody asked for this tax cut. They brought it up. And the second thing is that they are moving in a more conservative, a more supply-side direction, with a lot of Democrats in Congress and the Senate already calling for full extension of tax cuts. Now the Obama administration calling for a conservative tax approach on investing. I would argue that this is a huge shift in the political winds, and that's very good for small business in the next few years.
Brian, whether it's for politics or whether they just see this as a good idea, are you generally bullish on where we're headed in the next year or two? I know that's generally your outlook, but I know a lot of folks have also been worried about some of the housing reports we've seen lately in terms of ongoing sluggishness in job creation, although we did see some positive private sector growth back in August. What's your sense of where we're looking in the next year or two?
Sure. You know, one of the problems with looking at housing right now is we have to remember we're in the hangover period. We had the government giving $8,000 roughly per homeowner to buy a new home. That accelerated housing activity. When that ended, we slowed down. So we can't extrapolate this slowdown and say it's a different trend. It's just the end of a big government program. So I don't look at our economy as having headed toward a double dip. I think there's a lot of statistical noise in the data today. The economy is growing. It's not growing as strong as I would like or you would like or anyone would like. Unemployment is still high, but we're creating on average about 90,000, 95,000 private sector jobs per month this year. And the labor market, income, personal income, all of these things are beginning to grow faster and accelerate. So I still look for this recovery to gain steam over the next few years. And if we can get these tax rates and down and hold them down, I think it can gain a lot more steam than many people think.
Well, a major debate to come, certainly, over these proposals and some others on the Hill as it relates to the economic agenda. Brian, always great to have you with us. Thanks for your time today.
Greg, good to be with you.
Brian Westbury is chief economist at First Trust Advisors in the Chicago, Illinois area. His book is It's Not As Bad As You Think, Why Capitalism Trumps Fear and the Economy Will Thrive. He also served back in the 90s as the chief economist for the Joint Economic Committee in Congress. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.